Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1674, air date March 31st, 2026.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Shiva. Today we're going to discuss how Indigo Naturalis helps support individuals with ulcerative colitis, focusing specifically on its key active compounds. This is going to be an engaging discussion where we take a closer look at the molecular profile of Indigo Naturalis and walk step by step through the key biological pathways involved in ulcerative colitis. By understanding these underlying mechanisms, we'll gain a deeper appreciation of how this herb works at the cellular level to support gut healing and restore intestinal balance. All right, let's get started and understand what this is all about. Indigo naturalis, often referred to as blue harmony, comes from plants commonly known as indigo. The term indigo plant generally refers to a genus of perennial herbs or shrubs that develop a characteristic indigo blue color after flowering and processing. One of the most prominent species is Indigofera tinctoria. This plant was extensively cultivated in India because of its high trade value and was historically known as blue gold or true indigo. Beyond its well-known use as a natural dye, Indigofera tinctoria has also been traditionally used for various health conditions, including constipation, liver disorders, heart palpitations, and gout. As many of you know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, through the lens of system science. This framework helps us understand how all the interconnected parts work together, allowing us to see the bigger picture behind complex problems. It's a powerful way of thinking, and it's something anyone can learn and apply through truthfreedomhealth.com. But before we go further, I'd like to play you a short video as we're having people come in on my journey to systems and the systems approach. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inter-office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, welcome back. Let's continue with our topic. Today, we'll be exploring Indigo naturalis, an important medicinal herb, and how it plays a vital role in strengthening and supporting ulcerative colitis. So I hope you enjoy it. I want to thank our Cytosolve team for organizing this. We do this as a noble service to support people in really understanding nature as a system and food as medicine. So that video really should allow you to understand that when you take a systems approach, you get a much closer opportunity to see things as they are. All right, so let's continue. What truly drives everything we do, whether it's through Truth Freedom Health, Cytosolve, or any of our initiatives, is the recognition that those in power are actively contributing to a global health crisis. This isn't an exaggeration. The data clearly shows that people's lifespans are actually declining, and that reality underscores why our work is so critical to empower people with real knowledge and tools to take control of their own health and lives. When we look at the data objectively, the trends are stark. Lifespan is actually declining, while the cost of living, which directly affects people's ability to survive, is rising exponentially. If you just examine this graph without emotion, it becomes painfully clear. Those driving these trends are not acting in the interest of human well-being. Their decisions, consciously or not, have the effect of putting lives at risk. In other words, the system they've built doesn't just neglect you, it actively works against you. And this isn't just a recent phenomenon, something that's happened in the last 5 or 10 years. If you look closely at this graph, you'll see it's been happening for a long time. At least 50 to 60 years. This process has been carried out by everyone, those on the left, those on the right, people claiming to be independent, and even those presenting themselves as agents of change. The pattern is clear. Regardless of labels, the outcome has consistently worked against ordinary people. But all these people claim to do that. They come from the top down. They come from the swarm itself, and those of you who want to understand what I mean by swarm, you should go see shattertheswarm.com. But those in power are not interested in your health because they're not one of us. That's unfortunate. So the decision you need to make is, when you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to save you. And if you think voting for one of these fools is going to do it, it's not. My running for president, by the way, is not about saving you, but it's about giving you tools so you can save yourself. But that's what this is about. I want to let you know that anything I'm talking about, be it Indigo naturalis, or be it turmeric or election fraud, all of this is motivated by this fundamental curve. Do you want to save yourself when you're ready? You know, I've created the tools to do that so you don't have to waste your life. That's what resulted in this curve. It's not any one thing. And that's why we say this is a systems problem. It's not something that's going to get fixed by tweaking one little thing. Now, what has actually driven this downward curve? It's not just one factor. It's a combination of multiple systemic failures working together. First, we've seen the steady destruction of the immune system within modern healthcare. Instead of strengthening the body as a system, the focus has often been fragmented and reactive. During the so-called pandemic in March 2020, I focused on educating people about the immune system and how the body functions as an integrated system. It was never about being pro or anti anything. It was about empowering people with knowledge so they could strengthen their own health foundations. At the same time, another major stressor has been the environment, particularly how difficult it has become to access clean, healthy food. Nutrition is foundational to immune strength and long-term health, yet the system makes it harder and harder for everyday people to obtain real, nourishing food. There's also pressure on the educational system. People are not being taught system science. They're not learning how to think holistically or solve problems resourcefully. Instead, they're often taught a reductionist model, one that breaks everything into isolated parts without understanding the whole. As a result, many expect institutions or governments to solve problems for them, rather than developing the tools to analyze and address issues themselves. When you combine that with corruption in governance, economic instability, a lack of emphasis on saving and growing income inequality, you begin to see how all of these forces interact. This is why we say it's a systems problem. It's not one issue. It's the convergence of many interconnected stresses shaping the trajectory we see today. So when we talk about Truth Freedom Health, we're really talking about a systems-based creation. It's built around education, community, and structured courses, all integrated into one platform. The goal is to provide a true systems approach that empowers you with the knowledge and tools to take care of your own health and well-being. At the end of the day, no one else is coming to save us. The responsibility and the power ultimately rests with each of us to understand the system and take action accordingly. And that systems approach is very practical. It starts with strengthening your immune system, because without that foundation, nothing else really matters. It also includes learning how to access and eat local, healthy food on a budget. Through our Certified Clean solution, which has been around for over a decade, we focus on helping people sustainably obtain truly clean food. But it goes beyond food. It comes from understanding systems science, so you can become truly educated, not just informed, but capable of thinking critically and holistically. It includes teaching young people how to innovate and developing leaders within our own communities. While many power structures create leaders to maximize power, profit, and control, our movement is focused on cultivating leaders grounded in truth, freedom, and health. It also teaches people to be economical and resourceful. Instead of encouraging endless spending on things that don't add real value, we equip people with practical tools they can actually use to improve their lives. If you're interested in these tools, you can find them at truthfreedomhealth.com. Every Thursday, we host two open house sessions, one at 11 a.m. and another at 8 p.m., and there's no cost to attend. These sessions bring together incredible people who share their journeys to systems. It's also an opportunity for you to become what we call a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you gain the knowledge and education needed, so you're not waiting for someone else to take action for you. Everything I do is driven by this core idea of helping you help yourself. And Truth Freedom Health is the platform created to make that possible. Just to repeat, we host these sessions every Thursday at 11 a.m. and again at 8 p.m. You can RSVP right now by visiting vashiva.com/orientation. We'd love to have you join us on Thursdays and be part of the conversation. Our platform is designed to help you think, fight, and heal all together. As part of this mission, we've built integrated platforms, including a leadership training institute and a systems health institute. Through these institutes, we educate leaders to truly help others by understanding that healing requires the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We provide practical tools to apply this approach, and the Cytosolv Open Science Institute offers a powerful framework to develop new solutions and create new products. Together, these platforms give you a complete framework of solutions, enabling you to actively be part of the solution. For instance, when you think about the idea of using food as medicine, we introduce the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. This is a global certification that tracks food from the moment it's sourced all the way to your table. We've established very high standards for what qualifies as clean food, ensuring transparency about its origin, and maintaining a world-class benchmark for quality. The next tool is Cytosolv, a platform that helps us analyze the compounds present in food and understand how these compounds interact. Using this knowledge, we can strategically combine them to develop powerful, effective natural medicines. And finally, just because something comes from food doesn't mean it's beneficial for everyone. That's why Systems Health trains people to determine the right food for the right person at the right time, ensuring optimal health benefits, you see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolv took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey. And clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard. But think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. I've truly burned the candle at both ends, driven by deep motivation and a genuine care for others. I've never forgotten where I came from, and life has given me the incredible opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and save yourself. And if you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions and go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot. You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. So you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get on to the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that. But this is a noble service that we're doing. But the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about Indigo Naturalists, or when I talk about green tea, or when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who claims they don't want to talk about politics is, as the great writer Alberto Brick said, among the most ignorant people in the world. It's like hiding their head in the sand. In America, people often have the luxury of doing that. But make no mistake, choosing not to be political is deeply selfish, because that silence comes at the expense of all working people. So the people of the United States must rise. They must become political, take charge of their health, and stand ready to fight for freedom. If you want to grow stronger, healthier, and smarter, then you've come to the right movement. But if you choose ignorance, weakness, and sickness, then this is not the place for you. But before we start on Indigo Naturalis, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and then we're going to go to Indigo Naturalis on ulcerative colitis. What is Truth Freedom Health, and why should all of you become a warrior scholar? I create these videos to share valuable information with you, but my deeper goal is to inspire you to learn for yourself and become warrior scholars. That way, you'll truly understand the roots of the system's approach and think independently. So let me play this video, and we'll start today's discussion on Indigo Naturalis, on ulcerative colitis. All right, we have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media, we need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We gotta train people. First with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders, oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy, scumbags. Or you're gonna follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not gonna lead us to liberation, it's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game, and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done, and it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com. So people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth Freedom Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
Everyone, there's a movement that drives everything we do, whether it's in science, politics, or health. It's all grounded in a clear framework. I truly hope you take advantage of this, because you're not going to find this kind of integrated systems approach anywhere else. The goal is to create immense value for you, not just in terms of information, but in advancing you as a human being and empowering you through real education. As you can see, there are different contribution plans available designed to support people at various levels of engagement. I encourage many of you to begin as members, because there's a comprehensive course called Get Off the Plantation. It's designed to challenge you to reflect deeply and ask yourself an important question. Do you want to remain dependent on existing systems, or do you want to become truly independent and self-reliant? You can also choose to come in as a supporter, where you'll continue receiving valuable knowledge, educational resources, and ongoing insights. Or if you'd like to contribute at another level, some options provide access to a full set of learning resources, what we call the 15 gifts. The key message is simple: get involved. For those of you who really want to accelerate your growth, becoming a warrior scholar is the path forward. When you contribute, we don't just give information. We provide structured knowledge, support, and a strong community. And that, in essence, is the foundation that motivates everything we do. So let me also remind you that we host an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m., and again at 8 p.m., and everyone is welcome to join us. So what are we going to cover today? First, we'll give you some background on Indigo naturalis and what we know about ulcerative colitis, why gut issues happen based on the latest scientific understanding. Next, we'll introduce Cytosolve, a revolutionary platform that allows us to innovate using food and develop solutions in a truly scientific way. Then we'll share our initiative, a fresh approach to tackling these problems. Just to be clear, while we're focusing on Indigo naturalis, this isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. Ulcerative colitis is an incredibly complex systems problem, and that's why no one has truly cracked it until now. We'll also explain how Indigo naturalis specifically benefits ulcerative colitis, how much might be right, and the reality of whether it's suitable for you. For us, it's always about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Finally, we'll talk about how you can be part of this initiative and contribute to this new approach. As we've discussed, Indigo naturalis, often called blue harmony, is derived from plants commonly known as indigo. The term indigo plant broadly refers to a genus of perennial herbs, or shrubs, that produce a distinctive indigo blue color after flowering and proper processing. One of the most prominent species is Indigofera tinctoria. This plant was widely cultivated in India due to its significant trade value and was historically referred to as blue gold or true indigo. Beyond its well-known role as a natural dye, Indigofera tinctoria has also been traditionally used in managing conditions such as constipation, liver disorders, heart palpitations, and gout. Now, coming to its indigenous and traditional uses, the juice extracted from the leaves, as well as indigo in powdered form, has been used in combination with honey for conditions such as enlargement of the liver and spleen, epilepsy, and other nervous disorders. The freshly expressed leaf juice has also been traditionally considered useful in the treatment of hydrophobia. In addition, the juice has been administered for respiratory conditions like asthma and whooping cough, for palpitations of the heart, certain lung diseases, and even kidney-related complaints associated with dropsy. Now let's shift our discussion to gut health. When we talk about gut health, we're really referring to the overall well-being of the digestive system. Poor gut health can be influenced by many factors, things like stress, aging, a diet low in fiber, or even high dairy intake. These disruptions often show up as common digestive problems, with symptoms such as bloating, heartburn, nausea, constipation, diarrhea, abdominal cramps, food intolerance, and sometimes even more serious issues like weight loss or blood in the stool. When it comes to maintaining gut health, there are several key interventions. A balanced diet and keeping a healthy body weight form the foundation. It's also important to avoid overuse of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, since they can irritate the gut lining. Supporting the gut with prebiotics and probiotics in combination can have a strong synergistic effect. And finally, strategies like chemo prevention, using agents such as aspirin or COX-2 inhibitors, have also been explored to protect long-term gut health. Gut health is a growing global concern. In fact, around 5 million people suffer from ulcerative colitis every year. This staggering number underscores the prevalence of digestive issues and the importance of maintaining a healthy gut. Now let's take a closer look at how Indigo naturalis, with its unique blend of bioactive compounds, can play an important role in supporting gut health. And the way we're going to approach this is we have a very powerful technology called Cytosolve, which I spent many, many decades developing. So for many, many reasons, you'll discover with the modern advent of the field, but we're applying this to everything. So we thought, why not apply this same approach to gut health too? To understand this better, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process, what it is, what we do, and how we do it. I'll explain how this systems-based platform allows us to model complex biological pathways, integrate scientific data, and design targeted solutions in a structured and evidence-driven way. This will give you a clearer picture of how we approach gut health, not as an isolated issue, but as part of an interconnected biological system. The very first step in our process is mapping out the molecular pathways. To do this, we carefully review and analyze the published scientific literature, gathering insights from multiple studies to build a clear and accurate picture of how these pathways function. Once we've completed our analysis, the next step is to share our findings with the scientific and medical community by publishing them in peer-reviewed journals. The next step is to convert those biological interactions into mathematical rate equations using the principles of physical chemistry. This helps us capture how the system behaves over time. Then, using those mathematical models, we perform combination screenings to test how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify which combinations have real potential and can even lead to discoveries. And we secure patents for them. And from there, we move into licensing and manufacturing, making sure these discoveries can be translated into practical solutions for people. So right now, you can see that we're working across many different areas of health, disease, and overall well-being. We're actively working on several formulations, each at different stages of development, ranging from phase 1 to phase 6. In phase 6, we've already developed two very powerful products. We have about 4 different discoveries we've made, which have received patents. We have about 7 different areas in phase 4, and we're doing actual screening. We have another 9 areas we're doing modeling. Another 5 areas we're doing publications. Another 9 areas We're doing systems architectures, and all of you can participate in this. We're going to actually start enabling all of you to donate to these, or even if we decide to spin out the company's own pieces of this. We are now in the third phase, called in silico modeling, and today we'll share some insights from this stage with you. One product where we've already taken this approach is MV25. MV25 has gone through this entire end-to-end process. We began by developing the complete systems architecture. That architecture was then published to share the work publicly. After publication, we carried out in silico modeling. We then performed combination screenings and made key discoveries by modeling all the molecular pathways involved in osteoarthritis, a condition affecting nearly 500 million people. Using Cytosolve without any external funding, publishing the results, completing detailed modeling, and evaluating a wide range of natural foods to identify and assemble effective ingredient combinations. Through this process, we were able to make a significant discovery. Specifically, we identified a combination of natural ingredients capable of targeting osteoarthritis at the molecular level. We also discovered two highly potent natural ingredients at the right dosages that act across these molecular pathways to help reduce pain. To validate and protect this work, we went beyond publication and secured a United States patent. That moment marked the first time we not only supported other companies, but also manufactured the product ourselves for direct use. At this point, we'll play a video that explains the Cytosolve process and how we implemented it. Most importantly, it shows that we now have a tangible solution that has gone through every step of this process. This same approach can be applied across diseases, forming one of the core solutions we are developing. So I'll share with you about MV25, and this is the same approach we're now applying to gut health. We're not there yet, but we're actively working through the process.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
This goes beyond theory. Many people think you can just talk about ideas without taking action. But here, we've gone end to end, creating a powerful solution that can truly make a difference, offering a completely new way of development, independent of big pharma. You can visit mv25.life, which we call the Momentum to Move. Ordering this product is a way to support your own health while also supporting the work we're doing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs and I love pets. We're against animal testing. Using the same approach, we developed a product called K9701, which combines roughly 15 to 20 natural ingredients into a comprehensive whole health solution for pets. This is available as the Whole Health Pet Supplement. We've also developed another powerful product, Healthy Tea, which comes in 7 unique blends. Each blend is carefully designed to target a specific area of health. These include Joint Tea, Digest Tea, Breathe, Tranquility Tea, Detoxy Tea, Femini Tea, and Immuni Tea. And now, we're excited to introduce Your Body, Your Tea, a unique collection designed to balance the doshas and support overall well-being. The range includes Vata Tea, Pitta Tea, Kapha Tea, Vata Pitta Tea, Pitta Kapha Tea, Kapha Vata Tea, and Tridosha Tea. And since we're on the topic of ulcerative colitis, which comes under the gut health, I'd like to recommend Digest Tea, a carefully crafted herbal blend made with traditional ingredients that are known to strengthen the body and support a healthy digestive system. Our latest launch focuses on products that enhance and support immunity. The first in this line is D3K2 Magnesium, a powerful combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate. With decades of research behind it, this formula is carefully designed to reinforce and maintain your body's immune foundation. Building on that, our second product, Zinc Copper Quercetin, delivers a synergistic blend of well-researched nutrients, precisely formulated to optimize immune function. So there we go. So now our Cytosolve Gut Health Initiative is at the in silico modeling phase. So there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to participate in this. We're open sourcing the way that we share knowledge and information so you guys can be a part of this. So let me go back to this. In phase one, we focus on the systems architecture of gut health. At the center of this framework is oxidative stress, a major driver of cellular imbalance. When oxidative stress goes unchecked, it gradually damages tissues and contributes to both the onset and progression of gut diseases. Recognizing this link is the foundational step in designing effective interventions. We're going straight to the root of the problem, starting fresh and thoroughly examining all the research to really understand what's happening. Unlike the pharmaceutical model, which usually targets just a single pathway, our approach is holistic and systems-based, designed to support gut health from multiple angles. Here we see how oxidative stress plays a direct role in gut disease. On the right, excess reactive oxygen species, or ROS, trigger inflammatory signaling, which activates NF-kappa-B inside the nucleus. This leads to the release of inflammatory cytokines, driving cell injury, chronic inflammation, and eventually conditions like ulcers or even carcinogenesis. On the left, you can see how this same pathway in the colon or rectum causes epithelial cell injury and death, further contributing to gut disease progression. What we've discovered so far, and we're still actively exploring, is that when you get down to the fundamentals, you begin to see the deeper truth of how these systems really work. In phase one, we map out the system's architecture of gut health by identifying the major factors that can compromise it. These include several key factors, like genetics, immune responses, an imbalance in gut bacteria, and improper use of antibiotics, all of which play a major role. External factors matter too, like environmental exposure, lifestyle choices, and regular use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Stress, smoking, dairy consumption, and the intake of highly processed foods can also throw off gut balance, especially in sensitive individuals. Together, these 10 factors shape the foundation of gut health, and understanding them helps us build better solutions. Understanding these helps us map out the bigger picture of how gut-related diseases develop. Once finished, we'll move ahead with publishing it. Next, we'll process all the data and build our models to bring the complete picture together. In phase four, we move into combination screening. Here we look at a wide range of potential ingredients that could work together to support a healthier gut. This includes botanicals like ginger, aloe vera, wheatgrass, Andrographis paniculata, turmeric, Plantago ovata seeds, licorice, Indian frankincense, mastic tree, glangal root, green tea, slippery elm, bromelain, and indigo naturalis. The real challenge, and one of the key reasons there hasn't been a true breakthrough, is that most discussions focus on individual compounds in isolation. You'll find plenty of information on single ingredients, but the real question is, how do they work together within the system? How do you actually crack that code? That's exactly what we're setting out to explore. We're not claiming to have all the answers yet. What we are doing is taking a systems approach. By first mapping out the complete biological architecture, we create a structured framework that allows us to understand interactions, dependencies, and emergent effects. Only then can we begin to uncover what's truly happening at the systems level. But today we're going to focus on Indigo naturalis, one of the 14 promising natural compounds with the potential to help improve ulcerative colitis. Through our cytosol analysis, we identified that over the past 44 years, Indigo naturalis has been investigated in 226 research articles and evaluated in 29 clinical trials. This substantial body of evidence reflects more than just academic curiosity. It underscores the growing scientific attention and recognized clinical relevance of Indigo naturalis in modern research. Now let's shift our focus to the composition of Indigo naturalis. When we examine it at the molecular level, we find that it contains 28 key molecules. And while many more are present, these represent the most well-researched compounds with significant relevance to the current study. These include three major categories: minerals, vitamins, and major bioactive compounds. When we look further into its composition, Indigo naturalis contains several essential minerals. These include calcium, potassium, phosphorus, iron, zinc, magnesium, sodium, copper, selenium, and manganese. Along with these essential minerals, Indigo naturalis also provides a range of important vitamins. These include vitamin B1, B2, B3, B6, B7, B9, and B12, along with vitamins C, D, and K. Beyond its basic nutritional components, Indigo naturalis is particularly valued for its diverse and potent bioactive compounds. Its major constituents include indigo, indirubin, isatin, isoindigo, tryptanthrene, quinazoline, 2,4-diene, hydroxyindirubin, and stigmasterol. These molecules are especially important because they are largely responsible for the herb's pharmacological effects. And here you can see the chemical structures of the key active compounds found in Indigo naturalis. Looking at these structures helps us appreciate the molecular complexity of this herb and gives us insight into how these compounds interact with specific biological targets to produce their therapeutic effects. Owing to its diverse chemical composition, we now shift our focus to the key biological effects of Indigo naturalis. Here we can appreciate the broad biological effects of Indigo naturalis, which explain why it is regarded as such a valuable medicinal plant. It exhibits a wide spectrum of pharmacological actions, including hypoglycemic, anti-inflammatory, immunomodulatory, anti-tumor, anti-nociceptive, antioxidant, hepatoprotective, anti-epileptic, and antimicrobial effects. This diverse range of activities reflects the multi-target nature of its bioactive compounds and helps us understand how Indigo naturalis can influence multiple physiological systems simultaneously. Now let's move on to its specific health benefits and see how these broad biological actions translate into meaningful therapeutic outcomes. Indigo naturalis is recognized for a broad spectrum of health benefits that extend well beyond ulcerative colitis. Research indicates that it may help in managing psoriasis, inflammation-related conditions, acute promyelocytic leukemia, microbial infections, oxidative stress-induced damage, and diabetes, in addition to its therapeutic role in ulcerative colitis. This wide range of applications further highlights the multi-system impact of its bioactive compounds and their ability to modulate inflammation, immunity, and cellular health. But now, let's focus on what we uncovered during our combination screening process. With respect to Indigo naturalis, once again, we're presenting original research. Let's take a closer look at what is truly happening at the molecular level. Here we can see how Indigo supports gut health through its strong protective role via activation of the aryl hydrocarbon receptor pathway, which plays an important role in alleviating ulcerative colitis. One of the key bioactive compounds from Indigofera tinctoria, indirubin, acts as a ligand that binds to the AHR receptor. Once activated, the AHR complex translocates into the nucleus, where it binds to xenobiotic response elements, or XREs, in the DNA, thereby modulating gene expression. This signaling pathway also influences type 2 innate lymphoid cells, known as ILC2 cells, by reducing the levels of the pro-inflammatory cytokines, IL-5 and IL-13. As these cytokine levels decrease, the inflammatory responses associated with ulcerative colitis are significantly reduced, ultimately helping to protect and restore intestinal health. Here we can see another important mechanism through which Indigo Naturalis helps support ulcerative colitis, particularly through its anti-inflammatory activity. When inflammatory stimuli occur, they activate IKK kinase, which in turn leads to the activation and movement of NF-kappa-B into the nucleus. Once NF-kappa-B enters the nucleus, it promotes the expression of several pro-inflammatory cytokines, driving chronic inflammation that contributes to the development and progression of ulcerative colitis. However, a key bioactive compound from Indigofera tinctoria, called triptanthrin, helps regulate this process. Triptanthrin inhibits NF-kappa-B activity, which reduces the production of pro-inflammatory cytokines. Through this mechanism, it helps lower inflammation and supports the improvement of ulcerative colitis. Here, we move on to another mechanism through which Indigo Naturalis helps combat ulcerative colitis, this time through its antioxidant activity. Under conditions of oxidative stress, a bioactive compound from Indigofera tinctoria, known as triptanthrin, activates the NRF2 signaling pathway. Once activated, NRF2 dissociates and translocates into the nucleus, where it binds to the antioxidant response element, or ARE. This interaction then initiates the transcription of important antioxidant genes, including hemioxygenase 1. The activation of these genes enhances the body's antioxidant defense system, helps repair damaged proteins and DNA, and ultimately protects intestinal tissues from oxidative stress and inflammation associated with ulcerative colitis. And we are now in the process of doing this. We will then file patents, and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out GutSolve is going to do. We're right here in the third phase of in silico modeling. So now, how can you help with this and be part of the solution? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you'd like to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this or learn more about it, you can actually participate. But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. The next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also support this work directly by visiting vashiva.com/openscience and contributing to the Cytosolve Open Science Institute, which helps us continue advancing research on natural compounds and their scientific mechanisms for public benefit. You're also welcome to join our monthly symposiums, which are on the first Tuesdays of every month. You can register at cytosolve.com/symposium. These sessions are completely free for Warrior Scholars, and they're a great opportunity to learn, connect, and deepen your understanding of systems science and natural medicine. At the Open Science Institute, we are committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous systems of medicine, which is an important fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop fake science. Time and again, we see the false nature of big academia. Research is being fabricated, and institutions are getting away with it. This happens because of an incestuous web of ties between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. As a result, billionaires are realizing they are spending large amounts of money on universities that are not delivering results, and they are beginning to create their own institutions. Cytosolve offers a completely different approach where all of you can participate. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at Indigo, we have found through Cytosolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that Indigo has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. Let's take a closer look at this data. It shows that the extract of Indigofera tinctoria demonstrates a stronger effect than ibuprofen, a commonly used anti-inflammatory medication, in reducing the percentage of paw edema. From the table, we can observe that while ibuprofen does reduce paw swelling, the higher dose of Indigofera tinctoria extract produces a greater percentage of inhibition of paw edema in the disease group. This suggests that the plant extract exhibits a pronounced anti-inflammatory effect, highlighting its potential therapeutic value. Here's another piece of clinical evidence highlighting the therapeutic potential of Indigofera tinctoria extract. In this case, the data compares the effect of silymarin with that of lowering cholesterol levels. As shown in the table, when compared with the diseased group, Indigofera tinctoria extract demonstrates a significant effect, producing results comparable to silymarin in reducing both bilirubin and cholesterol levels. This finding further supports its potential role in supporting liver function and improving lipid metabolism. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience and donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have a gut health initiative you can contribute to. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now, you might be wondering, if Indigo Naturalis is so effective, why isn't everyone using it? The truth is, there's no one-size-fits-all solution. Just like any treatment, what works exceptionally well for one person may have little or no effect on another. It ultimately comes down to finding the right solution for the right individual at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework. And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for example, a study conducted in 2010 by Tiagi and colleagues suggested that taking Indigo Naturalis at a dose of 1,000 milligrams per kilogram of body weight showed significant effectiveness in reducing inflammation. This finding provides further experimental evidence supporting the anti-inflammatory potential of Indigo Naturalis. For its hepatoprotective effects, a study conducted by Jayakumar and colleagues in 2013 suggested that administering Indigo at a dose of 500 milligrams per kilogram of body weight once daily for 28 days showed beneficial effects in supporting liver protection. For diabetes, a study conducted by Amarnath and colleagues in 2011 reported that a dose of 200 milligrams per kilogram of Indigo Naturalis was effective in producing beneficial outcomes. Of course, this isn't medical advice. You should always consult with your physician, but the studies do show this, and it's something to consider. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern systems of medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, if you want to find if Indigo Naturalis is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a black dot will move to different points, indicating the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. Indigo Naturalis helps restore balance in the body by lowering Vata and Kapha doshas, while at the same time increasing Pitta. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back and help to maintain the balance. Obviously, the black dot here is going to take you away. But this is a condition where Indigo Naturalis may be right for you. So again, we have these three powerful platforms. VA Shiva Systems Health, a platform that helps you dive deep into understanding your body and how foods can be personalized to support your unique health needs. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday. And get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. Some argue that when you give things away, people don't really value them. But our approach is to lean toward what benefits people the most. But I hope you guys get involved, and this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim to be good for ulcerative colitis, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve, out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out and allows us to teach others to figure this out. Let me bring everything together. To summarize, one of the key mechanisms through which Indigofera tinctoria helps in the management of ulcerative colitis is the activation of the AHR pathway, which plays an important role in regulating intestinal immune balance. In addition, the bioactive compound triptanthrin contributes to its therapeutic effects by inhibiting NF-kappa-B activity, which helps reduce inflammation and thereby alleviates ulcerative colitis. At the same time, triptanthrin also enhances the body's antioxidant defenses, helping to protect intestinal tissues from oxidative stress and inflammation. Together, these mechanisms highlight how Indigo Naturalis supports gut health through coordinated anti-inflammatory and antioxidant actions. And we are right now in Gut Solve, which is a new spin out at the third phase of in silico modeling. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. With that, we wrap up our discussion on the benefits of Indigo Naturalis for ulcerative colitis. I hope you understand that we took a systems approach here, covering politics, covering health, covering science. If you want to get smart, if you want to get healthy, and you want to get fierce and strong, get involved in Truth Freedom Health. Again, a very powerful way all of you guys can support what we're doing and yourself is to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We gave many calls to action. So again, I hope this was valuable. Get involved, support the movement that we're building. It's really for you. There's nothing else we're doing here but to support your development. Anyway, for those of you who joined late, today's discussion was on Indigo Naturalis, on ulcerative colitis, and this is part of a series we'll be continuing. Stay engaged and support your own advancement. Be well. Thank you.